Right, and this right here, you can see, check this out, you guys. You see how rotten this is compared to the tree behind you? The log behind you is all nice and smooth.
There's a slug on it.
Yeah, there is a slug on it. You can't beat the slug.
I know how to beat them. Slug bait.
Slug bait. It'll sit down on top of the log that's below it. Just like Lincoln logs. You guys got Lincoln logs at home? Or Legos?
We got Lincoln logs in our classroom.
There you go.
We got Legos.
I got Legos in my house.
Okay, well, it's the same type of thing. You know how when you put the Legos together and there's a little space in there, but then when you snap them, the space goes away?
Yeah, I play with them before.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing here. What that does is it lets me get rid of all this material right here. And I take this here chisel again, and I stick it in the hole, and I go like that. Right.
Donnie Hayes, Parks and Recreation Director.
And what do we have going here? Why did this come about?
Well, this was just an opportunity for us to get the youth of the community out and to see a little part of history. I mean, Sandy Beach Park has a long history of our community. This shelter's been around since the 1930s. And so this is an opportunity for them who are going to be here for a long time and going to use it to have a little taste of what it takes to build and to be a part of history. I just think it's a cool thing.
And Dave is a good teacher to bring them out here and show them what the process is like.
Yeah. At first, he was a little bit, I'm not so sure, Donnie. But as he got thinking about it, he's like, this is a really good opportunity for us to have the kids come out here and to learn about this log cabin. And he got excited about it. And man, he was wonderful today. I absolutely loved the way that he interacted with these 4 and 5 year olds. It was fantastic.
It looks like the building is starting to take shape slowly, but it's a slow process.
It is a slow process, Each log has to be hand, planed, basically, and cleaned. And so, just that process alone takes, anywhere between 1 to 2 days, depending on other projects even that I put Dave on. But he now has enough logs that are cleaned and ready to go that he's now putting in notches and starting to build the walls. And so, that should take, another month or so. And then we'll begin working on the roof. And so we're hoping to, be done right about the end of November with the whole project. There may be some finishing touches that have to happen in the spring, but for the most part, we expect the general look of the shelter to be done by the end of November.
The other shelter's already been rebuilt. I think there's been a lot of other work here that's happened this year as well at the Sandy Beach.
We've installed a few different, additional garbage cans here at Sandy Beach. There's, of course, the log project here. We've just finished the bathroom that is by the road that's been closed for quite a few years. That one has been rebuilt as well, put a new roof on, new toilets, a new tank in that. And so that's now up and running. And so a lot of little projects have just been needing to be done for a while. And we've been blessed to have the opportunity to be able to get those done this year.
And do you have more planned for Sandy Beach after this, or is that going to take care of it for a while?
Well, it'll take care of it for a little while. I mean, there's always plans here at Sandy Beach for upgrades. We're really looking for a grant that we would like to be able to put up a couple of totem poles down here at Sandy Beach. We've already secured some granite boulders that will go in around the totem poles, and Jesse, who works at the cemetery and does most of the landscaping around town, he's going to landscape around those. But it's just a matter of finding the funds to be able to do that. But we think that's a good thing that would add some additional history to the Sandy Beach. And so, yeah, little projects like that are going to be coming up, over the next couple of years.
You know that when you have your Lincoln logs, right? In order to make them all go together, you have that little cut in the one spot where there's a little hole and it goes over the log below it.
Matter of fact, those are Lincoln logs.
Exactly, these are just big grown-up Lincoln logs right here.
Where is it?
Look at that. Well,
let's give Dave a round of applause. That's awesome.
Ta-da! So it fits right.